Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. I am super excited to have you on what is the last weekend of March. I'm not really sure how this happened, that it got to be the last weekend, but it is. And next week will be April Fool's. Okay, so April Fool's Day, I think, is one of those things where you either love it or you hate it. And for me, I have to say, it's just one of those irritants. I'm just not the jokey kind of person. I try to be here on the radio, but it's not me. And every year, my husband loves April Fool's Day, and he goes all out to make sure that he gets every single one of us, which drives me bonkers. I used to drink a lot of Diet Coke, and it was the first thing I drank in the morning when I got up. And I've never had a cup of coffee in my life because I just don't want to get started with coffee. And I have tasted coffee in like cannolis, and I don't like the flavor. Anyways, one day I got up on April Fool's Day and I went out, I saw what looked like Coke in a dark cup, and I took a big gulp, and it was black coffee. That was my April Fool's joke from my husband. So anyways, we'll anticipate this week. All week long, I'll be looking for what his joke will be, and I'll tell you next week here on Mom Talk Radio. Before we talk a little bit more about what's going on today on the show, I want to do a shout out to our sponsor, Tasty Lee Tomatoes. And if you've heard me talk about Tasty Lee Tomatoes, they are, so this is what I hate about a tomato, is when you go to the grocery store and the tomatoes have no flavor. Well, when recently, last year, someone turned me on to Tasty Lee Tomatoes, I finally found in the grocery store a tomato that actually has a flavor. And they do it because they have figured out the right seeds to use, and they're ripe on the vine rather than in a refrigerated car on the or truck on the way to the grocery store. But anyways, if you can't find Tasty Lee Tomatoes in your grocery store, ask the guy in the produce department where you can get Tasty Lee Tomatoes, because they're awesome and they bring you Mom Talk Radio as well. So call out to two really great prenatal products, Pre-Mama, which is a flavored prenatal vitamin. They actually have supplements now for all types of moms in the prenatal and new mom stage. They actually even have a fertility supplement, and that is available at CVS, Target, and Amazon. And then call out also to another great prenatal brand, which is Mother Nurture. It is enhanced waters with DHA and folic acid, perfect for you and your baby when you need what you need to stay hydrated and your baby needs that folic acid and DHA. So I'm really excited when we return from a short break to be introducing you to a woman who, number one, has like the best body I've ever seen on a woman, and is the author of a new book called The Unshakable Woman. Debbie Silver is going to be joining us. So you'll want to definitely stay tuned for that interview when we return. When we return, Debbie Silver, the Mojo Mom.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I have met a ton of women in my life who are motivational, or who can teach you how to eat right or keep you on track with your goals. And there is one that stands out above all, and I'm so excited to have her on Mom Talk Radio today. It is Debbie Silber. She's the mother of four and now the author of a new book called The Unshakable Woman. She has a ton of degrees behind her name, and she's a founder of DebbieSilber.com, a recognized health mindset and personal development expert. And I'm just excited to have her here. So welcome, Debbie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Well, thanks so much. Can't wait to chat with you.
Oh, well, so just bring me up to speed on what's going on in the world of Debbie Silver, because many of us know you from the Mojo Mom days, and now you've rebranded, and you just keep, like, every time I turn around, you're, like, on this show or you're in this magazine. So bring us up to speed.
I like keeping busy. Well, you know, it happened because it used to be that I would help someone either lose weight, get fit, get off of medications, rid them of a disease. And then what happened was, once the weight was gone, once the illness was gone, they were so much more willing to take a look at the reason why possibly the illness or the weight was there in the first place. So it turned into a lot of mindset stuff. And then from there, I started working with so many people who were really dealing, who were reeling from a life crisis, or trying to navigate a midlife crisis and all of the things that go with it. So I just became, and then I was going through my own crisis, and so it just became such a natural fit to work with someone physically, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, taking them through this entire transformation so they become unshakable. And with that, I'm in the middle of a PhD program now in transpersonal psychology, really where it's about transformation, human potential, and my entire mission is just to help women navigate through those hard times, and really they could be the catalyst to the best, their best, absolute best years ahead.
Well, and what I love about your approach is that, so for instance, there, like many women, they're, you know, you're trying to lose 10 pounds or maybe get back your body from having children, 3, 4, or 5 of them. And we tackle like, okay, I'm not going to eat bread for 6 months, or I'm not, but it's really about your mindset as much as it is just what you're putting in your mouth, isn't it?
Oh, it has so much more to do with mindset and everything, stress other than food. I mean, food's, I mean, that's, of course it's important, but like I remember working with a woman and she was eating beautifully. The weight wasn't budging. And it turned out that she realized, we uncovered that if she were to lose that weight, she'd realize she's not in love with her husband anymore. Yeah, that's a big one. So the body is so brilliant. It says, listen, you may be eating well, but I'm protecting you until you're able and willing to look at it. I'm going to hold on to this weight for dear life. So it's things like that, or even just, you know, protect. I mean, the mind will protect you until you're ready and willing to look, and because it's really, it's like removing that last pebble that's holding back the avalanche. So I help those women. Once the avalanche has happened, what do you do with that now? That's where the real work is, and that's where the climb is.
How do you get women to commit to changing their mindset? Because it seems like, you know, we all get into the swing of things, right? And we're like, yeah, I can do this. And then somehow it stops. And then we get back in the rut again. So how do you make those life-changing changes?
Yeah, well, you know, the first thing I'm a big believer in, you need to know what's going on behind the scenes here. It's like we look at it and say, okay, if I want a different result, I have to change my, you know, my behavior. And that's what we do. And we think that's great. And then we wonder why results are short-lived. I take it a step further. I'm like, well, you know what? Think about it. What's the reason why that behavior exists in the first place? It's because of the belief behind it. So you could do all the things you want, but unless you address that belief, I mean, that's the root of the whole thing. Any change you make is short-lived at best. And who wants to do, you know, go through this for life? Like, who wants to struggle with the same 20 pounds for 20 years? Get to the root of it. Know why the weight's been there. What's going on? What's truly the reason why you're eating? What are you really hungry for? What's going on? You know, feed that. And just set yourself free and move on to other things. You know, we're so busy, we have so many better things to do than struggle with the same issue 20, 30 years.
Right, right. And really, that's, think about it. How many times do you lose the same 10 pounds? I mean, Lord knows, I've probably lost 1,000 pounds as many times as I've lost the same one. So, you talk about numbing ourselves, and we just have another minute. What can our readers get? What are they going to get out of your book? And also, talk a little bit about what else they can find on your website.
Well, you know what? They could really, that's a great place to start. Just DebbieSilver.com. They'll find everything there. But the book is, and I purposely made it so short, so because I know we're busy, but it's going to help you just really find out if you are numbing yourself, you know, through either food, drugs, alcohol, work, TV, even keeping busy, and why you're doing it. I mean, I ask some very revealing questions, and even more revealing if you don't want to answer the questions. That's a great indicator that you're, you know, what are you pretending not to see? You know, what are you pretending isn't there? I'm bringing it all in your face. So then it's an opportunity to say, okay, you know what? I can keep doing this, but what's life going to look like in 5 years if I do? And what can life look like in 5 years if I make these changes now? So I'm walking them through the whole process.
Yeah, well, Debbie, I want to make sure people find you. So could you spell your name so that people who are listening can find you? And then we'll also put it on our website.
Sure. It's Debbie, D-E-B-I, Silber, S like Sam, I-L, B like boy, E-R.com, DebbieSilber.com.
Well, Debbie, thank you so much for being with us, and congratulations on the new book. I'm a huge fan, and I can't wait to pick it up. If and I just want to add too, Debbie not only does all this, but she has four kids that she balances. So way to go, Debbie. Fantastic. Thanks so much for being with us today. And you know, you guys, I really do vouch. I have been a fan of Debbie's for 10 years now, and I watch her videos online. And if you're having a bad day, it's a great website to go to. That's for sure. It'll just kind of jolt you back to life. So when we return, we are going to put our spotlight on one mom. Her name is Rachel Berry, and her blog is prettyinbabyfood.com. So you can only imagine that she's got some little ones at home who are creating some challenges in her life. And we're going to talk with her when we return on Mom Talk Radio.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So, what do you do when you're a mom of a little one and you got a lot going on in your life? You start a blog, and that's what our Spotlight on Mom is doing. Rachel Berry is her name. She is the mother of one, and she has a blog and website called prettyinbabyfood.com. You can find her on Twitter at the same prettyinbabyfood. So, I'd like to welcome to Mom Talk Radio, Rachel. So, welcome, Rachel.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your blog and what moms will find on it.
So my blog is definitely my outlet of being able to get things off of my chest. I started it because, you know, switch from, you know, working full time and being to being a mom and being an in-home parent is such a big change. You know, we couldn't afford the switch over to daycare. It's going to take about 50% of my salary. So I needed to find ways to save money for my family or make money for my family. So when I started doing that, I realized, hey, you know, other moms could use this information. And so I started the blog to not only get it off my chest, but to also help other moms or, you know, dads or parents to save some money or bring in a little money so that they're not as anxious of the cut and pay if one of them stays home.
What do you think is the most surprising area to be able to save money in?
I would say when I was working full time, I wasn't concerned with couponing. I wasn't concerned with getting something at a discount or on clearance. And then when I, you know, started staying home and I started couponing, I was like, I cannot believe I paid full price for that.
Give me an example of an item that now you would never think about paying full price for.
Milk or any items at the grocery store that I have. I know that, you know, most vegetables and produce and stuff like that don't have many coupons for those. So it'll be the non-perishable items that go into the freezer. Like, you know, if you want a Stouffer's lasagna or something, I would never pay full price for that ever anymore. Other items that I would never pay full price for, or, you know, if I want to go run in a 5K and I don't have the $70 for the registration fee, you know, I'm not going to sweat it. And I'm going to contact them and be like, hey, do you need any volunteers? And then usually if they do, they will say, hey, we'll give you a free race registration and then you can run for free.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell me, what has been the most pleasant surprise that you have found as far as bringing in income to your family?
Now, actually, the income that I do bring in, I feel a lot better about the income that I'm bringing in, and I feel more proud about it. You know, I never had that feeling of accomplishment or just being, you know, hey, I did something great back when I was full-time working, because it was just normal. You know, you got paid a salary, it didn't matter. Now that I'm staying at home and I'm the one that's really in charge of going out and being the go-getter and finding the ways to make money, when I do accomplish what I set out to do, I'm like, yeah, I feel great.
Yeah. And so do you, how do you prioritize like where you're going to cut back as a mom who decides to stay home?
The way that I explained it to my husband is you have the essential items. You know, you have your food, you have your BGE, you have your car to be able to get to and from places. And you have the essential items that you have. And I started there and I called all of the companies that I could to try and cut back how much we, you know, owed them. You know, it's very surprising. You call your insurance company. And even if you say, hey, I'm thinking about switching to a different insurance provider, most of the time, they'll reduce the price that you're paying, or they'll find a plan that's better for you that you didn't know was out there. And then once you have those, you know, priority bills and everything, then you focus on other extracurricular activities that you used to do, like eating out and everything. You know, is this really necessary? Are there other ways that I can find to save money, like loyalty programs or coupons? I mean, Chick-fil-A is a great restaurant that offers so many ways to be able to eat there for free that I don't know that a lot of people know. And Chick-fil-A is very popular in our house. And when I first moved to being an in-home parent, I told my husband, I was like, hey, we might have to cut back on going out. And he's like, oh, no, you better find a way. And so, they offer coupons for free sandwiches, their app where you can accumulate points to get free sandwiches. And that has actually cut our going out budget in half as well.
Tell everybody one more time before we have to say goodbye, where they can find your blog.
prettyandbabyfood.com. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram under Pretty and Baby Food. And then Twitter, it's Pretty and Baby Food. Wouldn't take as many letters.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have a link to your site on Mom Talk Radio. So thanks so much for that valuable information. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to a woman, Christy Wright, who is the creator of a really cool business and now has a book called Business Boutique.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted to have with us today Christy Wright. She presents messages that educate and give hope to audiences nationwide, and she is the creator of Business Boutique. And through her podcast and sellout live events, she has equipped thousands of women to successfully run and grow a business. She has a new book out. It is called Business Boutique, and actually it releases next week in April. So we're excited to have her the week before to give us a little preview. Welcome, Christy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. So tell me a little bit about what we're going to find in your new book when it comes out in April, Business Boutique.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, I've done research for a few years and I've coached thousands of women. And what I've found in coaching others and in my own experience is that it's not having too many things to do that overwhelms us. It's not knowing what to do. And so this book really is a step-by-step plan that gives you everything you need to start, run, or grow your business to the level that you want to. So it may be just a little idea you want to turn into extra income, or it may be something that develops into a full-time small business. Whatever that looks like for you, this book is the plan you need to win.
So is there a special formula that or secret on how to grow your business? We'll start there.
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, one of the biggest struggles in business, especially as women, is we don't really start with the end in mind. So we kind of make it up as we go, and we're out there moving and shaking and making things happen, which I think is awesome. But the problem is, in all this activity, we forget to plan. So part of the first few steps of the plan in the Business Boutique book is to have you set dreams and vision for the future and your goals and that type of thing. And what that does is it allows you and equips you to define your version of success. So that way you can actually reach it versus trying to cross someone else's finish line. So it's really important to start with the end in mind so that you're reaching your goals.
Yeah. So I love that because I think that a lot of women fail in business because they don't build a business with an exit strategy. We fall in love with our businesses because we're so emotional in so many ways. And often we'll call them our, you know, third child or our second child. And we think of them as our child. So, well, who would get rid of their child? So it sounds like you somewhat agree with me that there needs to be some kind of exit strategy before we actually start the business.
Well, actually, I just want you to think about what your future looks like. So if that's an exit strategy for you, I think that's great. Mm-hmm. And if that's something you want to continue to do the rest of your life, that's fine too. It really is up to you because at the end of the day, the only one living your life is you. So I want you to define what does your ideal future look like. Maybe this business is a side business and you keep it small and manageable. Maybe it's something you grow into a full-time small business with team members and multiple locations. Maybe, as you say, it's something you build up and you sell and that becomes your retirement money. That's fine too. The truth is you just need to define what your future looks like because if not, we really struggle when we compare ourselves to other people. And certainly with social media and seeing what everyone else is doing, it makes us doubt ourselves. So instead, I just want you to figure out what is your version of success? What does your ideal future look like? And start to run towards that. And here's the other important thing. That can change. You may have small goals in the beginning that grow over time, or you may have huge goals right now. And like you say, a few years down the line, you're like, you know what? I'm done with this. The season's over. I need an exit strategy. So it just comes down to defining what you actually want this to be for you.
And that's good advice. So let's talk about the dirty word of money, because the other thing that I find that women have a hard time with is asking the right amount of money for their services. I mean, I hired my best friend last week, and when I dropped off the check for exactly the amount of money that we had agreed upon, she actually sent me a text back and said, can we talk about me, this check? I just feel like I'm being overpaid. And it just, it almost sent me through the roof because I was like, wait, no, you should be paid what you're worth. So let's talk about money for a minute.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm so glad you brought this up because women in general have this weird, squirmy relationship with money. And because we're so relational, we're great at customer service, but we struggle with things like pricing and profit and paying ourselves. And if you're in a service-based business, for example, many women in service-based industries, when they think about what to charge, they ask themselves, what do I want to make per hour? And if you only ask yourself what you want to make per hour, then what you're going to come up with as an answer is your bottom barrel number that you're willing to work for per hour. So instead, I want you to ask yourself something different. Instead of asking yourself, what do you want to make per hour? I want you to ask yourself, what is the value of the service I'm providing worth? So for example, let's say that you're a child and family therapist or counselor and you have a practice on your own. The what you would make per hour might be $50 per hour. But what's the value of healing relationships and mending families? The number you're going to come up with is much higher than probably that minimum number you were willing to work for per hour. So as a generalization, women do tend to undercharge for their services. And sometimes that comes from because we don't believe in it ourselves. But the truth is, if you don't believe in your business, then no one else will. You have to believe in the value you're offering.
That's great advice. Fantastic advice. So, tell me how does a mom use the book that you've written?
Sure. Well, here's one thing that I designed in the book very intentionally. I don't want this to be a book that you read
and then you put it on the shelf and it collects dust and you never revisit it again. I want it to be something that sits on your desk. I want it to be something that's a resource and a guide that you revisit frequently. So very intentionally, at the end of every chapter, I created action steps. And so as you fill out those action steps in the book, like a workbook, there's blanks for you to write and take notes. As you do that, you're building your own customized, personalized plan. So when you finish the book, you have a custom plan for your business. And then it becomes like a workbook and a guide that you reference regularly when you run into roadblocks or you set new goals or you have new questions. And so it's very intentional from my standpoint to not only give you the plan, but to allow you to interact with the plan so that it's a resource for you.
Well, that's great advice. And so is there a particular area right now that you find that moms, like, it's just ripe for women and mothers to start their business? Is there any certain category, or is it just go out and find your passion?
That's a fantastic question. And I've actually not been asked that, but I'm really glad that you did. I'll tell you, in my opinion, the best place for you to find your business idea, your best business idea have two qualities. Number one, it's in line with your strengths. So what are you already good at? What do you already enjoy doing? What do you do just because it's fun? When you start there, the entry into the marketplace is effortless because you already have the skills and the knowledge and the ability that you need to run this business. You're doing what you're good at. So that's number one. And number two, I would encourage women to think of the lowest hanging fruit. So what's the quickest win? What's something where you could earn a profit tomorrow or next week? You know, some women have the dream to start a blog and to make money blogging, and I'm very supportive of that. I think that's fantastic. But if you don't have a blog at all right now, you have to not only write all the content, build the website and the blog, but you have to get lots of views based on your content, and then you can start to make money on it. So it's a long runway before you turn a profit. So I just encourage women, stay in your strengths and find the lowest hanging fruit. What's going to turn a profit to give you a quick win? And maybe you develop that over time into a blog and other, you know, features and online communities and that type of thing. But if you don't have those quick wins, you're going to get discouraged. So find the low hanging fruit that you can get a quick win to give you the confidence to take the next step and keep going.
Great, great advice. Fantastic advice. I want to remind everyone that you can find a link to the book on Mom Talk Radio. And thank you so much for spending some time with us. Business Boutique is the name of the book, and you'll find a link on Mom Talk Radio. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to another author who's writing about when you're expecting twins, triplets, or quads. Ooh, it seems overwhelming. You'll want to hear what Dr. Roger Newman has to say about it.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am excited to have with us one of the co-authors of the book. It's called When You're Expecting Twins, Triplets, or Quads. He is Dr. Roger Newman, and he's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology, and he is an endowed chair for the reproduction sciences at the Medical University of South Carolina. That's a mouthful, but this guy knows. You know, Beyonce is having twins. He knows that there is a market for multiples, and he has tackled it. So welcome, Dr. Newman, to Mom Talk Radio.
Nice to be here. Very nice to be asked on.
Well, thank you. So let's dive into the book really quickly. It tackles some things that we don't think about when a doctor like you says, oh, by the way, there's more than one heartbeat. And that is that you have to find a qualified maternal medical specialist. So why is that, and what's the approach?
There's a subspecialty of obstetrics and gynecology called maternal fetal medicine. And there are people who believe that multiple gestations, certainly triplets and quads, should be cared for by a maternal fetal medicine specialist because of the multitude of complications they can have. Twin gestations obviously are much more common than either twins or triplets or quads. I don't think it is necessary that twins all be cared for by maternal fetal medicine specialists. There are lots of generalists with great experience, but that's the key word. You need to be going to somebody who has a significant amount of experience managing women with multiple gestations and individuals who are keeping current with changing recommendations and advisories for women carrying twins, triplets, or quads.
The book tackles a whole bunch of issues, from dietary guidelines for maximizing birth weight, safety limits for exercise and physical activity, taking a leave from your job, feeding and caring for newborns. It really takes a mom carrying multiples through a lot of really important issues. What is the first thing that, you know, if you're a mom and you suddenly find out that you're having multiples, particularly triplets or quads, what is the first thing that you, as a doctor, where should her brain go, and where should her priorities be?
Well, we talked about one of them, picking the right provider and the right hospital to care for your babies. Secondly, and this is more of a medical issue for the provider maybe than for the patient, it's key to identify whether the patient is carrying what we call dichorionic or monochorionic twins, and that really is whether they're carrying identical twins or fraternal twins. And that is a key from the earliest point in time that you see a patient in pregnancy. There's a thing that we say that there really should no longer be the diagnosis of twins. That should be you have dichorionic twins or monochorionic twins, which means whether they have one placenta or two. The first thing I think that the patient probably needs to address, and it is the issue of the importance of nutrition in carrying a multiple gestation. The most critical times for your nutrition in carrying multiples is the first half of pregnancy, not the latter half. And the demands are increased, and the benefits of meeting those nutritional needs discussed in the book and research that myself and Dr. Luke and others have done, the documented benefits of meeting nutritional goals specific for your BMI and for multiples there are several. The biggest of which are your babies are bigger and healthier, and also your pregnancies last longer. So it's a really empowering thing for women to do to maximize the outcome of their multiple pregnancy, but they have to you know, address it early and recognize its importance early and make sure that their weight gain and nutritional intake is super in the first trimester and the second trimester.
If you are not expecting twins, triplets, or quads right now, but you know someone is, this is a great book to pick up, and it's available, I'm assuming, Dr. Newman, on Amazon and any bookstore.
Yeah, it's going to be available in those locations, and if just for anyone who might be interested, I can tell you that if you just go directly to the publisher, which is HarperCollins, and go to hc.com, go to the book, and then you can order it there, and there's a promo code expecting. You'll get 35% off plus free shipping. So pretty good deal.
Thank you for sharing some of your time. Again, the book is called When You're Expecting Twins, Triplets, or Quads. Thank you, Dr. Newman, so much. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to a fast-growing beverage company called Rebel.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I am super excited to have with us today a woman who I've followed her career for a long time, Cheryl O'Loughlin. She is the CEO today of a beverage company called Rebel and the author of Killing It, an entrepreneur's guide to keeping your head without losing your heart. And she has been the CEO at Clif Bars and Plum Organics, and she's doing amazing things. She's the mom of two sons and a wife as well, doing it all at once. So welcome, Cheryl, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here.
So tell me what's going on in your world with Rebel and your book and melting the two together, perhaps.
Yeah, well, I'm having the time of my life right now. I've really just absolutely fallen in love with this company, and I'll explain in a second why that's relevant to this book that I wrote. The company's called Rebel. It's R-E-B-B-L. It's a super beverage company, and it's this creamy, indulgent coconut-based elixir made from the best of the plant queendom, and it's so yummy and good, which is one of the big reasons why I'm there, because I believe so much in the product. But really importantly is that we're educating consumers on the benefits of superherbs, which it has, like turmeric, with its anti-inflammatory properties and herb adaptogens like ashwagandha that help your individual body actually adapt to stress. And what is also really important to this company, and I believe in all my heart and soul, is that it was started by a nonprofit called Not For Sale. And the whole goal is to help to eradicate modern-day human trafficking, which is 30 million people in this world are impacted by this, and it's 80% women and girls, and it's the fastest growing, believe it or not, illegal industry in the world, the second behind the drug trade, second biggest. And so what we do is at Rebel is we give 2.5% of the net sales of every bottle that is sold back to Not For Sale to do their work to rehabilitate people who have been trafficked. But also we work up the stream with our growers in order to help to support their livelihood so they're never vulnerable to trafficking to begin with. And so this brand and everything it stands for brings so much love into my life, because everyone in the team feels so strongly about what we're doing. And why that connects to the book, if you don't mind me going there, is that okay?
No. Yeah, that's perfect. That's perfect.
So my book is called Killing It, An Entrepreneur's Guide to Keeping Your Head Without Losing Your Heart. And I wrote this book actually when I was at Stanford. I had been running the Center for Entrepreneurial Studies at Stanford. And, you know, I talked to all these students who were brilliant, and they had dollar signs in their eyes because they had these professors walking through the classroom that were building. And money was growing off trees in Sand Hill Road in Silicon Valley. And I thought, my God, they don't have an understanding of really the ups and the downs that you go through in an entrepreneurial venture, and how, yeah, it can be wonderful. There's so many joys on the ride. That's why we do it. And because of the love of it. But at the same time, we need to be able to understand that there's a dark side of what happens in entrepreneurship. And it's not something that people talk about. People like to talk about the success and everybody making money. It's not, it's not like that. It's like this dirty secret that we have, that it's really, really hard. And if people are not nurturing themselves and their relationships through the process, we experience things like ADHD, bipolar disease, depression, drug abuse, divorce, and even suicide. And it's something that needs to get talked about more. And in this book, what I open up about is the hard times that I had been through as an entrepreneur. And I had experienced, due to extreme stress of a family business that we started that almost took us to bankruptcy, and starting a company at the same time, Plum, I ended up, to relieve the stress, developing anorexia. And I came out of that the other side, falling in love with this new company that I'm doing, but I'm doing it in a very different way. And that's what I share in the book, is how to approach this, really this calling to a lot of us starting companies, but approaching it in a way that's healthy and nurtures our relationships with our family and our friends, and brings love into everything we do, but doesn't get our self-worth wrapped up in our ventures to the point that as the numbers go up and down, we take ourselves up and down with it.
We have a link to the book on Mom Talk Radio. And Cheryl, I appreciate your time. I appreciate all of you guys for listening. And we'll be back next week at this time. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everyone.